Podcasting from behind her locked bathroom door, the only quiet place in the house, this is the Homeschool Sanity Show, a twice-monthly podcast with expert advice for happier, healthier homeschool living. And now, here's your host, Christian psychologist and homeschool mom of six, Dr. Melanie Wilson.
This is Dr. Melanie Wilson, and I am behind my locked bathroom door, very excited to speak with my first guest on Homeschool Sanity Show, J.K. Mergens, the creator of the Learn Math Fast system. I first learned about Learn Math Fast books through my homeschool co-op. I got an email that just listed this website, learnmathfastbooks.com, and I was very intrigued. I thought, I want my children to learn math fast. So I clicked over to the website. I was very impressed by what I saw, and I ordered the curriculum. And I've written on my blog, psychowith6.com, that it was really a revolutionary way for my children to learn their math facts fast. And I was really so excited about this very simple, straightforward approach to teaching math that I shared about it on my blog, and I offered a copy of Learn Math Fast Volume 1 for free to a reader on my blog. And since that time, J.K. and I have become acquainted, and I am so impressed with her curriculum, not just Volume 1, but the other volumes in her Learn Math Fast system as well. And her system has given me sanity while teaching math, and that is the topic of our show today. And I wanted to share her wisdom with my listeners for this very first episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show. So welcome, J.K.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you.
I was hoping that you could tell our listeners a little bit more about you and about you as a homeschool mom.
You bet. My husband and I homeschooled our only son from day one until the day he started college. I met my husband in high school, and we were married 8 years later, and he thought that homeschooling was the thing we should do from the very beginning. He always said, we need to homeschool our son.
So you just decided that he was right from the beginning and you decided to go ahead and homeschool, or was there something else that really motivated you to want to homeschool?
Well, this was back in 1992 or so, and so homeschooling was not real popular. In fact, we got a lot of raised eyebrows at the idea. So we researched it a bit, and I ended up meeting a little girl who was homeschooled. And this little girl was so impressive. She was just a little adult. She was mature. She was well-spoken. And I thought, that is the type of child I want to raise. And if homeschooling does that, I'm all for it. And from that moment on, that was our plan. And I think our son was about 1 year old then. And that was the plan until he was 5 years old. And that's what we decided to do.
Did the little girl, the parents of the little girl, know that they had motivated you and impressed you so much?
I think so. Yes, they did. We went down there specifically to meet this little girl, and I did end up talking to her a few years later and letting her know that, you know, we did end up homeschooling our son after that. So, yes, she was pleased to know that she influenced me.
Well, that is just a wonderful experience, and I know it's something that I try to remember, that we're walking witnesses all the time for homeschooling. So, of course, we hope our children will be well-behaved in those situations. Well, you not only decided to homeschool, but you went one giant leap forward from that and decided to develop your own math curriculum. Why?
Well, my son, when I first started teaching him math, we used just a regular textbook that we could find, and it seemed like he was learning okay. You know, we went through addition, and all was going well. And then when we got to multiplication, and we got to 3 times 4, and I'm saying to him, you know, 4 plus 4 is 8, so what is 8 plus 4? And he just stared at me. I thought, you don't know what 8 plus 4 is. I thought, he couldn't compute that in his head. I thought, uh-oh, this is a problem. So, yeah, I'm good with numbers. Numbers are my thing. I can't sing, I can't dance, but I know numbers. So I went to sleep and I prayed, and I thought, And I said, you need to teach me a way to teach my son to see numbers the same way I do. And by morning, I woke up, and I had a method. I had a plan, and back then it used a bunch of spoons, but I got my spoons out, and I worked, put my plan together, and it worked famously. The boy started learning how to add, and I ended up, that's one of the first chapters in the first book of mine.
So you were using spoons to teach him how to do math?
Okay. Well, I had to find something that I had a plethora of, and I happened to have a lot of spoons, and I needed something to add with, so I pulled out five spoons, and we separated them, and he learned how all the combinations that equaled five. So that's how we started, and as we went on through all our homeschooling years, of course, we'd get to the next topic, and I would have to find another way to explain that to him, because the books just weren't, they weren't making it sink in. You know, he would get it, but he didn't really know what he was doing. So I had to find a way to teach fractions, and then I had to find a new way to teach polynomials, and I had to find a new way to teach factoring polynomials and quadratic equations. Every different topic that came up, I had to come up with a new way to teach him. So by the time he ends up going off to college and I wanted to write a homeschooling book, my husband, of course, said, you know, math is really what you know. You should really be sticking with math as opposed to all homeschooling. And I thought, he's right. I have all of these different little tricks and different ways of explaining math. I'll just type all of that out and show everybody how I taught my son math. I didn't use a particular curriculum. Back then, I didn't know about Saxon. I didn't even have internet access, so you just scraped together whatever we had. And so I wrote out the books, I started selling them, and lo and behold, they're working.
They absolutely are. And one of those little tricks that you teach in your curriculum was brand new to me, and I have done math all the way into my graduate studies and didn't know the 11s trick that you taught, where you take 11 times a two-digit number. Can you explain what that trick is in case there's anyone else like me who doesn't know that trick?
Sure, that's one of my favorite ones. Of course, we all know 11 times 8 is 88. That's an easy one. But when it gets to a number like 11 times 16, you take the 16, separate it, so there's a 1 on one side, 6 on the other, add those two together, which is 7, and that's the number in the middle. So 176 is the answer to 16 times 11. So now let's go 11 times 15. Separate the 1 and the 5, add them together, put that digit in the middle, 165. So now you can easily calculate 11 times 17 in your mind. Go up, 187. It's nice and simple, and it gives kids this little confidence and this boost that they know some math that Johnny down the street can't solve in his head. So it gets them liking math, too.
Or their mother with a PhD doesn't know.
Yeah. Certainly help mom, too.
That's right. Well, I love that, and I also love that your son did so well with math using your approach to teaching it that he went to college at what age?
At 16 years old.
And then what did he do in terms of math when he was in college? I thought this was so impressive, too.
Yeah, as soon as he got there, he comes home and he tells me, Mom, they have a tutoring center down at the college. And I said, oh, that's great. So if you need any help, he says, no, I want to get a job there. So you want to get a job tutoring college math? You know, he's, yeah. Okay. So sure enough, the boy gets a job there, ends up tutoring adults and high school kids. You know, he's only 16 years old at the time. He's teaching everybody who walks in the door all the little tricks that I taught him along the way. And he even refined a couple of them for me. He had taught it so many more times than I did. By the time he was done tutoring, he says, you know, this is the way you ought to teach slopes. And, of course, that's in one of my books as well.
Wow, that must be so gratifying for you to see that, yeah, that the ideas that you actually put into practice not only helped your son, but then enabled him to help other people. And now you're enabling parents like me to teach math to their children in a way that's so simple. One of the things that I'm so excited about your curriculum, JK, one of the reasons I am, is because it can really help parents who are math phobic. And I know a number of parents who are, they've had bad experiences with math in their own education, and now when it comes to teaching math to their children, they're very, very nervous about it, and they don't even want to broach the subject. What makes your curriculum so easy for parents like that who are nervous about teaching math to use?
Well, one of the things is you can learn math yourself as you're teaching your child. Your child wouldn't even have to know that you aren't familiar with the topic. As you read through it, you're going to learn right along with them. There's no previous experiences necessary. All the answers are in the book. Everything walks you right through it. So it really, if there's something that a parent missed along the way, they're going to find it themselves, and they're going to learn right along with their child.
What makes Learn Math Fast different from the other math programs that are out there?
Well, it's very different. It's unlike any math program that's out there from what I've seen. First of all, it's all books. There's 6 books so far. My 7th one will be done in the spring, which will be high school geometry. But right now, it consists of 6 books that cover 1st grade to 11th grade. And it's written in a conversational tone. It's not written with a lot of high vocabulary like a mathematician trying to teach you. It really speaks to the reader, and it explains every single detail. There's a lot of arrows are drawn so you can see what I'm pointing at. In the 6th book, there's even color ink is added, so it's easier to follow along in an algebraic equation when it changes from one, you know, equation into the next after it's been simplified or reduced or the work has been done. Sometimes it's so hard to go from one step to the next that we've added color ink so you can follow along. For example, say 3A is the term we're speaking of in the next line of work that is being shown. The 3A will be the same color so you can follow it along as the equation evolves. So there's a lot of different helpful things in there to help the reader really understand math and get the big picture of math, not just a massive amount of repetition, but a real understanding of what they're doing. Then as they finish the worksheets, they don't have to have as many problems. It's just a one-page worksheet. It doesn't have 500 problems, so the child's, you know, all upset by the end of the math day. They can get through it quickly. They understand what they've learned, and it has its own order, the order that isn't typical. For example, geometry, I save that until after a little bit of pre-algebra. I've seen so many students in the 4th grade that once they've just gotten over long division and multiplication, now we have fractions, and now pi and circumference and a equals 1/2 times bh, there's just so much to it that I've separated geometry. I don't introduce any geometry until after they have had a little bit of pre-algebra experience, because then things like a equals 1/2 bh isn't quite as foreign because they've already worked with variables. So there's a different order to it, and it's in a logical sequential order as well. So it's quite different from other curriculums that are on the market.
I love that you have a whole volume that's dedicated to helping kids understand math word problems as well. Can you talk about that?
Yes, that is the 6th book that I have. First, book 5 will teach you how to solve all algebraic equations, all the way up to the quadratics formula. And once you've learned how to solve them, then you go on to book 6, where you can learn how to build your own equation to help you solve story problems. For example, those awful story problems where a train is going east at 80 miles per hour and another train's going west at 100 miles per hour, 4 miles away, and when will they collide? Things like that that are just nearly impossible to figure out unless you can build an equation and you've already learned how to solve it in book 5. So now you just solve it as you did before and you've got your question. Or, I'm sorry, you have your answer. It's nice and easy. I was amazed when I found out that's how simple it is.
Mm-hmm. And the math approach that parents use, what ideas and suggestions do you have for helping parents have more sanity in teaching math, you know, even independent of your Learn Math Fast curriculum? Do you have suggestions for how we can simplify and streamline the process and reduce any stress or anxiety that we have about teaching math?
Yes. Well, first of all, when it comes to learning math, if you miss something along the way, it's going to haunt you for the rest of your math career. It's not going to, you won't be able to just figure it out eventually. It has to be taught, and it has to be taught in the right order because, like I said, if you miss something, well then, let's say, for example, you're lousy at multiplication. Well, when it comes to multiplying fractions, that is not going to get any easier. And when you need to figure out percentages and do your multiplication there, you're just going to be stumped. So you need to start from the very beginning, make sure they understand every single step. And if there's something they have problems with, don't think, okay, well, you just got a C minus today, we can move on. They must learn every step along the way, or it's just going to haunt them and they'll never understand it. So to save your sanity, make sure that they understand every concept before moving on to the next. And as far as a little advice, if your child does struggle with multiplication, believe it or not, it's probably their addition that's holding them back. It's amazing to me when I tell parents, oh, your child has multiplication problems, it's their addition, and it's addition. No, it's not addition. Sure enough, you ask the same child, you know, 17 plus 5, and they can't solve that in their mind. So you have to go back to addition and learn that first before you can move on to multiplication.
That is excellent advice, and it's one of the things that I mentioned earlier that I appreciate so much about Learn Math Fast, because it motivated my children to finally get their math facts down. You have these timed tests that kids have to pass before they can move on. And I've written about that on my blog, how much my children really respond to that. They do very, very well. I have very competitive children who love that. And I actually have a video of my kids using these timed tests to learn their math facts on my blog, psychowithsix.com. So you can see this aspect of Learn Math Fast in action. I'm very excited about that. Something else that I have talked about on my blog is the fact, actually, I did not talk about that on my blog. You talked about that, JK, because I asked you to write a guest post on how kids who have gotten behind in math can get caught up quickly. And that is really one of the strengths of your curriculum. Can you talk about that? How can a child use your curriculum to get caught up with math if they've gotten behind?
Well, like the title says, learn math fast. It's very true. You start off with addition, and once you've ironed out all those problems, you're quickly moving, and you're learning subtraction at the same time. Then you're quickly moving on to multiplication and division, and it's breaking it down and teaching every part of it so they know why they're doing what they're doing, why they're adding the numbers below the multiplication problem. When they're dividing and you have a remainder of 3/4, why it's, you know, 3 over 4, why is it 0.75, or why do we add zeros? You know, all that stuff is explained. And so they're learning it quicker because they have a full understanding. So the first book goes through grades 1 through 3, and an older child, because they've already heard 2 plus 2 before, they know what an equal sign is, they can move through this so quickly and just catch the things that they missed along the way. You know, the first few lessons, they'll, oh, this is easy. And then all of a sudden they'll run into the one thing that was holding them back all the time. So each book, you can get through the book so quickly, and you're finding out what it is that you missed that really, I have heard of people getting caught up 3-4 grade levels in one school year just because of the way that they're able to get through the book so quickly. There isn't so much repetition. The first book is rather large, but the second book, the third book, the fourth book, they're a lot smaller. and they're mostly the concepts of math that you're learning. You already know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide from the first book, so now you just need to learn the concepts and learn them thoroughly, not just sort of how to work with them, but what exactly it means. Why is a half 0.5, or why is it 1 over 2? Why is it, what is the line? All those things, I explain all of it so they have a real understanding. It's so much easier to remember and recall something when you have a real understanding as opposed to just trying to guess what it is that you were told. It really sinks in and gives them confidence. And it really ends up being the best way to use the system is to get a child caught up. It really is just, I'm amazed at how well it is working for that.
And one aspect of it that really works in that regard is that it doesn't have grade levels printed on the books, correct?
This is true, yes, because if you have a seventh grader who needs to start over from the beginning, they are not going to want to hold a book that says first graders, you know, or something immature. So the first book looks just as intelligent and sophisticated as the Algebra 2 book, and there is no mention of grades. It's just learning math. Even adults can use these books. I've heard of people who are going back to college and they need to brush up. They read through the books, and they can pass it through a couple of courses.
That is an excellent incentive to get this curriculum, especially if you're a parent who feels insecure about your own math skills. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask JK if there are people who should not buy the Learn Math Fast system.
Is your child struggling with math? When nothing else has worked, try the Learn Math Fast system. Homeschoolers across America have been able to advance several grade levels in just 1 year. We are so sure your student will learn math that we offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit our website, learnmathfastbooks.com, for all the details. And for the rest of this month, use the promo code DRMEL, that's DRMEL, to receive $5 off any order.
Learnmathfastbooks.com.
Okay, we are back. JK, are there people that Learn Math Fast is just not going to be for them?
Yeah, there are. You know, of course, not. There isn't any one curriculum that works for everybody. But if you're happy with your current curriculum, if things are going well, you don't need the Learn Math Fast. And stick with what you have. Let your child enjoy that curriculum. And also, if you have a kindergartner, they need to learn how to count first and recognize and read and write numbers. I don't teach any of that, so it's not necessarily suited for someone in kindergarten. I've also seen those who are in public school. I've seen people buy this system for a public school child who's having problems. And with all the homework that they already have, it really seems to get shelved. I just don't see the public school kids really having the motivation to pick up a supplemental math program, especially when, you know, it's four or five books. They just don't do it. It's unfortunate. I wish they would, but unfortunately, it's just they have too much work going on already.
But if they wanted to purchase Volume 1 and really get up to speed with their math facts, that would be a good option, wouldn't it?
It would be great. They could use it over the summertime, certainly, and in 3 months they could increase, you know, advance a couple of grade levels at least over the summer months, if you can get a public school student to do that.
Right. But some of our listeners may have friends or family members who are really struggling in math and might want to check out this as an option.
Yes, well, absolutely.
If people are interested, I know when I buy curriculum, the very first thing that I do is I go and I check out sample pages. What can we find on the LearnMathFastBooks.com website? And it's just, there's no the, it's just LearnMathFastBooks.com. What can we find there in terms of helping us make a decision about whether or not this curriculum is for us?
Sure. We do have sample pages on there. There's a few lessons on fractions, and there are also some sample pages from Book 1. There are also several paragraphs about each book and the topics that it covers. There is a placement test on the website. You can print that off yourself, have the kids take the test. As soon as a problem is too difficult, they're instructed to stop at that point because, of course, if they don't know it, then there's something that they have missed. Then the answers are right there on the website. The parent can look at the answers, and it'll tell them exactly where to start in the Learn Math Fast system. If book one isn't appropriate, it'll let them know that. We also have a lot of articles I've written, articles that have been published. There's a video that teaches the nines trick. There's a video, a YouTube video on there that also explains how to play a little game, a little dice game for math. So there's a lot of pages on there. There's also supplementary worksheets and a lot of information that explains what's in each book.
One of my favorite freebies that you have on your website is the big bookmark of math. Can you explain what that is?
Yes, my big bookmark. It's a full-size sheet. Now, you'll get one free with any order, and it comes on this tear-proof, waterproof cardstock. It's a synthetic stock. You'll get one free, but you can also go to the website and print it yourself. It's a full-page, sort of a cheat sheet. It recaps all the topics that were taught in the first four books. So if you were to forget how to multiply fractions, you can quickly look on there and, okay, yeah, we multiply straight across. You don't have to get a common denominator. And you can quickly glance at your bookmark that fits right inside your book there and get your answers. So it's all the helpful little reminders.
You are available to answer questions from people who purchased your curriculum, I hope, because I know a lot of parents, and I have done this with math curriculums that I've purchased, where I cannot figure out what the answer to a problem is, or I have the answer, they've given it to me, and I still don't understand why that's the answer. Are you available to help parents like me who are struggling?
Yes, absolutely. I take calls every day. It's my favorite part of all of it is to talk to the homeschooling moms out there and to talk about math, my two favorite subjects. They call up. If you have a problem, if there's something you can't figure out, I'm more than happy to walk through it with you to help you in any way that you need help. I know some people have Macintosh computers and they have a hard time sometimes. Some Macintoshes have a hard time seeing the worksheets. If that's the case, give me a call. I can send over a PDF of the worksheets. I'm here to help any way they need me to. And not only that, we also do have the full solutions in the back of the book. So if it were a problem of, okay, X equals 32, how did they get there? The work is shown in the book as well, so you can follow along. But again, if you still had problems, give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Now, these books, are they consumable, or are these the kinds of books that we can continue to use with other children in our family?
They are non-consumable. Now, you could write in the book if you wanted to. There is enough room, but not too many people like to write in the book. So we have all the worksheets and tests that are in the book are also on the website that you can just print them off. Print off as many as you want. It's unlimited. You'll get a password, and you just print off as many as you want. So if you have multiple children, of course, you can print them off for all of your kids, and they all can use the same set of books.
That is a great bonus for moms like me who have multiple children. I love that. Is there anything else that you think listeners should know about teaching math? Like, for example, is there anything that you think parents who are teaching math to their children should be careful not to do?
Well, one thing I could say is to keep it lighthearted and happy. Not everybody likes math. And one thing about math is very black and white. Either you have the right answer or you have the wrong answer. And when you have the wrong answer, it can be very frustrating. There's no room for creativity. There's, you know, or any type of artistic input. It's either you got the right answer or you don't. So it can be a very intimidating subject. You want to keep it happy. Once the body language starts, you know, sitting back in the chair and they're rolling their eyes and they hate it, it's time to stop. They've had enough. You're not going to be able to teach them any more numbers. The numbers are already swirling in their head. So as long as it's happy, it's positive, or having a good time, they'll be able to learn. As soon as that goes down, it's time to quit for the day.
I have to say that although your curriculum is written so that children can really read it to themselves, and understand it and do the worksheets on their own. I love to teach this to my children because, as I said earlier, I'm learning too. I'm learning all kinds of wonderful mental math tricks that I never learned when I was in school. And it's just a really enjoyable curriculum to use for parents as well. I am just thrilled that we got an opportunity to share your advice, JK, because it's really invaluable to me. You have such a common sense, really just a warm attitude and a warm voice that comes through your curriculum. And I'm so glad that I got to share that with our listeners today. Even if they don't purchase your curriculum, I know that they are going to remember you as a great source for information about teaching math and staying sane while doing it. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Well, thank you for all your kind words.
You are very welcome, and I hope to have you back again sometime soon to talk about homeschooling only children, because you have experience with that as well. So I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Wonderful. I look forward to it myself.
Thank you for joining us for the Homeschool Sanity Show with Dr. Melanie Wilson. Visit Melanie at psychowith6.com. That's the number 6 for more sanity-saving ideas. The Homeschool Sanity Show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.